First off, we're going to meet a young woman named Aminata Kamara. She's a senior at Garfield High School in Seattle. And just as this new world of lockdowns and face masks and economic disruption descended on us all, she says a friend of hers was feeling the stress. So Aminata reassured her.
It's going to be okay. She was like, no, it's not going to be okay. I said, you just need to like accept or adapt to it. Like, oh, this is my new normal now. Let me just accept it.
Where does this 20-year-old person get the wisdom and composure to offer that kind of advice? Well, Aminata's originally from Sierra Leone, which struggled with a terrifying outbreak of Ebola for almost 2 years. So unlike most of us, Aminata can now face the coronavirus pandemic with the knowledge that she's already got one deadly epidemic under her belt. Here's KNKX's Ashley Gross with her story.
Aminata was 14 years old when the Ebola virus first arrived in Sierra Leone. That was in the summer of 2014. She was living with her dad and two younger sisters in the capital city, Freetown.
Sierra Leone has begun a 3-day nationwide lockdown as it confronts a worsening Ebola outbreak.
Ebola can kill up to 90% of those who catch it. Highly contagious, its symptoms include vomiting, diarrhea, and internal and external bleeding.
It was really scary, considering the way, like, the death keeps tolling up. It's wiping away generations. Like, if it starts from one mom and then a dad and then the kids, and then it just keeps going and going.
She says at first, people didn't think it was real. But before long, it was obvious. People were dying. And just like here, regular life shut down step by step.
At first, we were like going to school. Until I think like maybe a month or so, that when the death toll keeps increasing, I think that's when the president was like, we have to like stop going to school.
Businesses shut down. Troops patrolled the neighborhoods. Aminata's dad was strict.
He was like, you don't go out, you don't do this, you don't go to neighbors, we don't share cups, we don't, like, we're just at home. Yeah.
In a poor country like Sierra Leone, staying at home is not easy. Not everyone has running water or indoor bathrooms or electricity. Aminata says forget about unemployment benefits. Her father worked at a cement factory, and if he didn't go, they had no income.
The government don't provide any food or anything, so people have to go out. People have to like go and work and make money and provide food for their family. So it was hard because everything changed.
Her life as a student changed.
The education system goes down, and there was a time when the government started like this radio teaching program.
The Tempest by William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare spelled capital W-I-L-L-I-A-A.
But it wasn't strong because not everyone has this radio.
This text is compulsory for all literature in English students.
At that time when some kids should be listening to radio, more other kids are like trying to find something to eat.
Life became focused on survival. Aminata says her close family members avoided getting sick, but she knows lots of people who did get it. Some neighbors she was friends with contracted Ebola. It's hard for her to talk about.
Their mom started feeling sick and everyone, yeah. It just, like, within 24 hours, the whole family is sick. And then the quarantine them and then pick them up. But 1 week later, everyone's like, there is no one, like, from that family. Everyone who was staying at our house died from the virus.
She says one of the scariest times was when her father got sick. She thought maybe he had Ebola. He was vomiting and had a fever, and she didn't know what to do. If she told people, they would treat her family like pariahs.
They would quarantine the whole house, or maybe put you in some place with so much chlorine and other things. So it was like this fear within us.
But She was scared of more than just being quarantined. Getting Ebola is like a death sentence.
If the dad gets sick, everyone gets sick. If one person at a house gets sick, it's like everyone gets contaminated with that virus, yeah.
So imagine being a teenager. Your father is sick, isolating himself in a room. You're trying to make sure your little sisters have enough to eat.
We have to like start rationing food, and so I was just trying to like help them in my own little way while I was like, I need someone to help me too.
Finally, Aminata says her uncle came and took her dad to the hospital. They were relieved to find out it was not Ebola, it was malaria. She was inspired seeing the nurses and doctors bustling around at the hospital and started thinking she might want to become one of them someday. By late 2015, people in her country got some really great news.
Vigils and celebrations on the streets of Freetown as Sierra Leone marks the end of its Ebola outbreak that killed close to 4,000 people in the country.
With that Ebola nightmare behind her, Aminata moved to Seattle in December 2018. She came with her dad and one of her sisters to join her stepmom, who was living here. She settled in as a high school student. She started doing Running Start at Seattle Central College. But then...
Good evening, my fellow Washingtonians. I'd like to speak to you directly tonight about the COVID-19 pandemic.
Is it like this virus is like chasing me or what? Because when I was in Sierra Leone, there was Ebola. Now I'm here and there is coronavirus. So what's happening?
Humor helps her cope. She tries to get her dad to lighten up too. She sometimes likes to freak him out as a way to tease him.
I told him, I said, Dad, did you know that the coronavirus is transmitted now to like the shoes, like under the sole of your shoes? He was like, No. It was fun, but like, I can see that he's traumatized. Like, it's really
Wow, you're like messing with him.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not only thinking about myself, I have two girls that I have to think about. So it's hard. You don't know that until you have kids.
Aminata is grateful for things she has here that she did not have during the Ebola outbreak. She's got a phone and internet. She can do classes over Zoom. She has electricity and doesn't have to worry about food. But in some key ways, things are the same. Medical workers are putting their lives on the line to save people. And Aminata still wants to be one of them.
My friend was like saying that, Aminata, with this death, like nurses are dying, doctors, maybe you should do something else. Maybe go into accounting. I'm like, no. This makes me want to do it more now, no.
She plans to attend Seattle Central College in the fall. Aminata wants to go into nursing and eventually become a cardiologist. Like all of us, she's looking forward to the day when we've conquered the coronavirus. And maybe that moment will be commemorated with a song, just like people in Sierra Leone celebrated the end of Ebola.
Bye-bye, Ebola. We just want to say something to the people then. No vex. Follow me then. Yay! Ha! Nobody wanna see you rising. And when you do, they don't even like it. Ebola come, let them get your license. Don't take many souls, go away. Lord have mercy.
That was KNKX's Ashley Gross talking with Garfield High School senior Aminata Kamara.